Have you heard of labor hoarding? You will today. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 8th day of June, and coming to you from our remote studio in Iowa City, Iowa, during EntreFest 2023. Later, we may just have a sample for you. In other business news, June is a busy month for weddings. Hey, you want to know what the average cost to get hitched is today? We'll share that. New jobless numbers are in, and Wall Street is celebrating. How concerned are workers that AI will take their jobs? We do have an answer for that. We've also got the Wall Street Report, and car sharing is coming to Uber soon. What's that? We'll tell you. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. As I said just moments ago, we are in Iowa City, Iowa, for EntreFest 2023. This is a gathering of entrepreneurs, both seasoned and new startups, that come together. Nearly 300 people are in the former capital city for the state of Iowa as they talk about hopes, dreams, and ambitions when it comes to entrepreneurship. We'll have a sample of some of that later on in the week. You know, we've never heard of the term labor hoarding, but it deals with what employers are experiencing as they look to the future, and in particular, the economy. Labor hoarding is when a company attempts to maintain their current headcount even when facing economic uncertainty. In other words, if we don't hit a doom and gloom recession, they want to be ready to move forward. And if we do enter a recession, they don't know how deep or how light it might be, so it's better to hold the line rather than slash workers. To that point, CNN is reporting that headcounts have become increasingly stable at U.S. businesses, all that according to the Conference Board's survey of chief executive officers, as well as a separate survey released by the Business Roundtable. Both reports, which tracked CEO sentiment during the second quarter, showed that executives' hiring plans have diminished a bit. Net workforce reduction expectations have nudged slightly higher, and those who expect little to no change in headcount did become the largest camp. June is the traditional month for weddings, and as Americans come out of the pandemic, they are anxious to get hitched, and in a big way. A way that now the average wedding in the United States will run, get this, $29,000. You heard that correctly. There is a wedding planning site out there known as Zola, and those folks say the average cost has climbed upward by $1,000 this year over last year. And in some cities, $29,000 would be a bargain. In those places, the tab is roughly $35,000 just to get married. The experts over at Zola say there are two reasons the price of weddings continue to go up. One is that the inflation that's hit everybody else has also hit the wedding business, and the outsized demand for wedding stuff. That's number two. I mean, think about it. If during the pandemic folks scaled back on weddings, but now they're free to go full on, the supply and demand rule of economics does kick in. The Zola report was based on a survey of 4,000 engaged couples getting married this year. Meanwhile, CNN is reporting that New York City is at the top of the list among the most expensive cities in the U.S. to have a wedding this year. A wedding in the Big Apple is expected to cost over $43,000, followed by San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose at $37,000, Boston close to $36,000, Philadelphia, $34,000, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, $33,600, Washington, D.C., $33,000, Chicago at $32,000, and Los Angeles at $30,700. And in case you're wondering, the average guest list, according to the report, is expected to include between 130 to 150 invitees. Well, the major stock averages made up for lost ground and ended the day in the green. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. All right, so you might be asking yourself, why did the stock market gain on Thursday? Well, think a rise in the unemployment numbers. The Labor Department reported the seasonally adjusted number of initial unemployment claims climbed by 28,000 to 261,000 during the week that ended on June 3. The consensus on EconoDay was for an increase to 235,500. So yeah, the real total was higher than the estimated figure. So why is this a good thing for Wall Street? Investors are rooting for higher unemployment, which in turn can indicate a cooling of the economy, which in turn means the Fed will likely pause on increasing the Fed rate, which in turn is good for investors, even while it sucks for the unemployed families. Remember, it's about the money. It is always about the money. Speaking of jobs, a growing number of workers fear that AI will make their jobs obsolete. How concerned are they? Well, CNBC is reporting that the majority are not worried, according to that survey, but the data shows that the answer to that question varies widely based on some key demographic factors. The quarter of the workers, like 24%, are worried AI will make their job obsolete, but fears about AI job displacement run much higher among workers of color, younger workers, and lower salaried workers. That according to the latest CNBC Survey Monkey Workforce Survey. While low-wage work has long been perceived as a target of automation, the survey data by industry reveals that more recent concerns about knowledge workers' displacement are also a significant factor in the level of fear. Roughly half of workers in advertising and marketing, like 51%, and business support and logistics, 46%, have worried that AI will soon take their job, twice the level of concern overall. Even with the majority of the workforce not worried, workers do expect their jobs to change as a result of AI. 43% say they expect their job to change significantly in the next 5 years due to disruption from artificial intelligence. AI experts have maintained that while there will inevitably be some job losses attributed to artificial intelligence, the technology will offer as many opportunities as it does threats. Wall Street bounced back today with the Dow gaining 168 points to close at 33,833, while the NASDAQ added 133 points, finishing the trade at 13,238, and the S&P 500 picked up 26 points to close at 4,293. That close, by the way, moved the S&P out of bear market territory. At news time, West Texas Intermediate crude was off by over $1.60 to $70.89 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this is about car sharing. Uber says it will soon launch a peer-to-peer car sharing service in North America as it looks to compete with companies such as Zipcar. So what is it? Well, Uber CarShare will allow car owners to rent their vehicles to strangers, setting their own daily and hourly pricing. Uber first introduced the business model last year in Australia and will soon begin to offer it in Boston and in Toronto. The move was announced alongside other initiatives as the company looks to reach its goal of going completely carbon neutral in North America and Europe by 2030. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.